Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I would like to inform the delegations that the new regulations for the Rhine navigation personnel were adopted on the 8th of November 2022. And this is the communication I received from the Rhine Commission. This is a cornerstone of Rhine regulations that will come into force on the 1st April 2023 in the 5 member states of the Rhine Commission. There was a press release published on the 28th of November 2022 on the CCNR website, which summarizes the major innovations in both the professional qualifications and crew arenas. The Central Commission for the Navigation of the Rhine reached a milestone in the schedule it set itself in the Mannheim Declaration of 2018 when it accepted its new regulations for Rhine navigation personnel. In particular, up-to-date and flexible crew regulations that also take account of social issues and rapidly changing working conditions aboard and ashore as a result of new technologies. And also increased attractiveness of carriers in inland navigation. The new regulations mark the entry into force on the Rhine with effect from the 1st of April 2023 of modern regulations governing professional qualifications and crews aboard inland navigation vessels from Basel to the open sea. The regulations feature the following innovations. To promote technical innovations, for example, in the context of automated vessels, the CCNR may in future permit derogations from crew regulations on a case-by-case trial basis. This presupposes that the derogating regulations, in conjunction with the technical innovations, provide adequate, adequate safety. In the interest of Europe-wide harmonization of the qualification systems, the Rhine Commission is introducing the requirements for certificates of qualification, service record books, and logbooks adopted by CESNY. The CCNR documents that satisfy the same requirements as the corresponding documents of the European Union and are therefore valid in all European Union countries. Under the law, as it currently stands, certificates of qualification, service record books and logbooks will continue to be valid under transitional provisions until 2032. At the same time, the Rhine Commission is modernizing the requirements for engineers and for the acquisition of recreational and administration boatmasters certificates. Recreational boatmasters certificates are also only now required. This to coincide with the beginning of the new season for craft between 20 and 25 meters in length and with propulsion engines with a power exceeding 11.03 kilowatt, 15 horsepower. The minimum age for the examination for the administration boatmaster certificate is reduced to 18 from 21 years. Finally, derogations apply to the demonstration of local sector knowledge for operating on stretches of the Rhine with specific risks. In the future, only 3 journeys in each direction will be required on the stretch in question. Admittedly, only journeys undertaken during the past 3 rather than 10 years will now be considered. The examination for Rhenish waterway stretches with a specific risk can also be taken outside the CCNR member states. A respective agreement has already been reached between Germany and the Czech Republic. This is a brief information about the new CCNR regulations, and maybe delegations would like to comment on this.